Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited to share this week's episode with you. It's a bit of a longer one this week because my guest and I were in so much flow, and I am very passionate about the subject matter which we talk about. So in this episode, I chat with Annabella. And she is a spiritual advisor, and she's an intuitive energy reader, clairvoyant, and certified tarot card reader. And she founded Spiritual Lab, a space for people to connect to the spiritual realm and discover their inner knowing. And through her readings, which I have been able to experience, and it was incredible, and I touch on that in this episode, she connects people to loved ones on the other side, spirit guides, source, angels, and other divine entities. And she provides guidance, insight, and divine messages that help people heal and experience inner peace. So we talk about all things spiritual. So if you're curious about all these things, I was just very excited to get Annabella's perspective on human incarnation and reincarnation, past lives, all of that, how that works, the afterlife, eternal consciousness, discovering your inner voice and your higher self, and applying this knowledge, this spirituality to modern life. So it's really, we go all into the esoteric of it all, but then it's really how do you ground this into your current reality? And that was what I experienced in my reading with Annabella. It was a lot of messages from my higher self and my guides and how to bring that to fruition with direct action steps. So she's very grounded in the physical as well. And so I had so much fun with Annabella, and I've really felt like this was a channeled episode on both of our parts. So I hope you enjoy it as well. Annabella's website is linked in the show notes, and you can find her there. And otherwise, I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to the podcast, Annabella. I am so excited to have you on the show.
Thank you, Emily. I'm so excited to be here and to be with you. And thank you for having me.
Yes. It's such an honor to have you here. I would love for you to share with me, because I actually really don't know, and my listener, like, what led you to this path of becoming a spiritual advisor, and how did you first discover that you had these intuitive powers, this connection with the divine?
So I guess I'll go back to my childhood. I was raised Catholic, but never could relate to Catholicism. But I grew up going to church every Sunday, taking communion, and I found it really unrelatable. And so what I started turning to, especially as I got into my teenage years, is astrology books and new age readings and fortune telling and palm reading and mysticism. And I found more truth and accuracy in reading about my sign and all my friends' signs than I did at church. And when I was around 13 years old, my mom gifted me my first tarot deck with a book, I think just for fun. I'm not sure my mom ever thought I would actually be doing this years later, but just for fun, and dived into it, loved it, read for friends and family. And after, you know, my teenage years, I went to college, I graduated, I started working, and then all that, you know, spiritual tarot practice, the new age stuff kind of got put to the side as I dropped more into the more lower chakra energy of, like, you know, resources, making money, career, survival, establishing myself. And then when I was 30, my mom passed away, and her passing just thrusted me right back into spirituality into my practice, into connecting to the spirit realm. And because when she passed, all these things, these so-called weird things, started happening to me. And I started seeing things and hearing things and getting visits and having my lights turned on and off. And for whatever reason, that was the catalyst that brought me right back into clairvoyancy and getting back into all this stuff. I wish, I like to say this, in which when I talk about how I came to do this or how I realized I could talk to spirits or talk to dead people, as I like to say, I wish I could pinpoint it to a specific moment in time. It would make my bio so much more interesting. it was, you know, I was walking down the street one day and I got hit by lightning, or I collided with this angel. And from that point forward, I was clairvoyant. And I can't do that. It was really a gradual evolution. I think it started with the interest first, my mom passing away, and then me getting thrusted back into it. But I do want to say everybody has, you know, this gift, and you can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes when I say gift, because it's not like a few selected folks were given psychic abilities, were given this clairvoyant ability. We are all extensions of the divine, and we all can do it. I think it's just a matter of how much we acknowledge it and cultivate the skill and connection.
Yeah. I think that's so powerful that your mom was the one that gave you the tarot deck. And so you've been doing this for a long time, in a sense. And then when she passed, like, that's when you, like, those powers really awakened. And I wonder, was there, like you said, things were going on when she passed, like, how did you start to make contact with her on the other side, like, and have that communication?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, I love this question. So my mother passed away from cancer. She actually fought a very courageous 23-year battle with cancer. It came and went and came and went. And the last time it came, it took her physical body. And during her last 2 weeks of life, she was in hospice. And they say, and I really believe this, I saw it through my experience with my mom, when you're that close to transitioning, when your physical body is that close to dying, you tend to kind of sit right on the fence of both worlds, the physical material realm and the spiritual realm. And so my mom, during those last 2 weeks that she was passing away in hospice, her spirit really did transcend both worlds, in that I would smell her at home in my hallway. My mom had a very distinct scent, and I would smell her. And she wasn't physically there, but I would walk down my hallway and I would just smell her. I would whiff her up and I would go, "Oh, mom, hi." And the other experience I had was one late night, I was at hospice visiting her. And I left hospice very late. I think it was around 11 o'clock. Got in my car, was in the city, Manhattan, and drove home to New Jersey. Now, my mom always hated me staying out late. This is from the time I was a kid, a teenager, you know, young adult. And she wouldn't rest until she saw me walk in the door. She didn't care how late it was. And I started driving home, and I felt her presence arrive in my back seat. And I looked in my rearview mirror, and sure enough, I saw the very faint outline of her face, kind of floating midair in my back seat. So I was like, "Oh, hi." Again. Yeah. Hey. And the message / energy I got from her presence was, I'm gonna ride with you, because you know I hate it when you stay out late and you're driving home so late, and I don't like it when you, so I'm gonna ride along to make sure you get home safely. And sure enough, my mom stayed in that back seat until I pulled into the garage in Jersey, turned off the ignition. And when I looked in the rearview mirror again, I saw her presence kind of dissipate and fade out the window. And she was done. She was like, good, you're back home. Cool. I'm going to go back. Good night.
Oh my goodness. I have chills up my whole body. That is so insane.
The fact that you got chills, you're getting chills on the truth, you know, it's like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so then on, it just opened up the floodgates to not only visits and connections with her, but other spirits that felt familiar, spirits that felt unfamiliar, seeing them walk across my bedroom, feeling a presence. It just kept going on. And then about 2 years after my mother died, I said, okay, I felt very pulled to find a spiritual Sherpa, teacher, guru, to help me and teach me about what to do with all this. Like, I need someone to guide me and explain to me what's going on and what do I do with this and how do I manage this and channel it. And, you know, and so I was directed, or the universe directed me, to a spiritual teacher who I worked with for 5 years and saw regularly. And we would drop in together and we would have readings together. And she taught me a lot about the basis of all I know today about the spirit world, how this whole thing works, incarnation, reincarnation. We would get visits from spirit while in session, meditation, you know, the whole works. So, and here I am today.
On oh your my show. That is incredible. And yeah, so many nuggets of wisdom that you share there. Like, you were aware that you were having these powers come online, and I've experienced that too. I think when you experience death in your life, it's almost like you yourself are also, like you said, on that edge of the realm of the physical and the spiritual. At least I experienced that. And finding the teacher, like when the student is ready, the teacher appears, and you were able to connect and deepen these gifts that you always had. And I love that you say that everyone has these, and it's really a matter of developing them. And we're really conditioned to disconnect from these powers and our intuition because we're much more controllable that way. And we're very, very powerful with the actual powers. And I would love for you to share a bit about incarnation and reincarnation, and what do you think that would be helpful for my listener to understand about past lives and how to understand, you know, what's going on in their lives today and the purpose of their reincarnation?
Oh, yes, for sure. My pleasure. I love this topic. I think the first thing I would say to your listeners is, regardless of what's going on in front of you, remind yourself that it's all part of a larger universal divine master plan. And if we zoom out and zoom way out of our present identities, our day-to-day, we have a soul stream. We come from a soul that was born from source, God, universe, whatever you want to call it. And we are embodiments of powerful energy. And because we are energy, energy does not die. It never ceases to exist. It just transforms, changes shape, changes color, but it never dies. And thus, we, our souls, don't die. We are eternal consciousness. And, you know, the analogy I like to use to help explain this concept is that of nature, of a leaf that goes through the four seasons, blooms fully, you know, on the tree, and then in autumn, you know, turns color and transforms, and then in winter falls off the tree. And what happens to that leaf in winter? Then the ground opens up, it gets absorbed by the ground, and it recycles itself back into the tree or back into nature, or into the grass, into the ground, in the soil, in the earth. And it becomes a whole other life form. But that leaf, the consciousness of that leaf, never died. It just gets recycled over and over again. And so if we imagine ourselves as that leaf, it's the same thing that happens to us. When we pass, our bodies, our vessels pass away, but our consciousness, our energy lives on. And we contract back to source, and then we expand again, and we come back in other life forms and other identities. And it's very much planned. It's not random. We sign up for a spiritual contract, if you will, here. We sign up for specific experiences. We sign up for certain karmic lessons. And, you know, the human life is just really one big university campus with an endless catalog of quote unquote courses or life experiences you can take. And no one's graded, you know, there is no graduation, it's just perpetual learning and expansion of consciousness. And so, you know, when we think about life in that way, it really truly is eternal. And I would ask your listeners to remind themselves of that, or to envision that whenever they're dealing with the hardest of moments that seem like the most largest thing. We signed up for those moments. We're living them out, you know, and we're applying the lessons.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's sort of what I tell myself too when it's challenging. It's like, but wait, I agreed to this. Like,
right?
My soul is literally crazy.
Your soul is courageous.
Yes.
That's very brave soul.
Yeah, like I think that, yeah, exactly what you said, that makes the most sense, that our souls come back and they want to learn these things. They want to have an experience that they didn't have in the previous incarnation. And for myself, I'll share, you know, I've always felt as though it was an old soul, like just like knew that in my bones. And then I've had a few readings where, you know, they've confirmed that, you know, the reader said, you know, you've come back so many times, like thinking, okay, this incarnation, like people, the generations will have caught up and like, you know, evolution will be made. And then you're frustrated. So you keep coming back. And I'm like, wow. So, and then, you know, with my reading with you, it really like aligned with that. It's like, my soul just like wants to experience like the full spectrum. And you specifically told me that, that you read that my soul was in the French Revolution times, like, and wanted to experience being incredibly poor and see what that was all about. And really just like have that soul experience. And then, you know, I had another lifetime in England where I was like living in this more affluent kind of family that I was part of. And like, I had the opposite experience. And so I think that it's really helpful to understand that we have all these experiences with us. And even you told me in that reading that there's nothing that really, you know, holds you back unless you become aware of these lives and then you're able to integrate them by, you know, speaking to that version of yourself and integrating it. Is that what you would share with my listener who feels like, wait, what if in a past life I experienced something that's still playing out today?
Yeah. Well, yes, that's quite possible, very possible. We continue to repeat experiences until the lesson's done, or until we have expanded to meet that particular goal or lesson. But we do tend to repeat experiences, and we try on the hat different ways. Okay, let me try being a woman in this lifetime. Maybe I'll experience it more, you know, better, or I'll reach the less. Maybe I'll try it as a man. Maybe I'll try it as a trans person. Maybe I'll try it in as this ethnicity, or living in this part of the world. we try on different identities to experience it in as many ways as possible. And if people have not had the opportunity for a past or parallel life regression, I highly recommend one. I offer them as well, a guided meditation that can take you back to previous or parallel lives. And you will always be brought back to the lifetime that is the most relevant to your current lifetime. Yeah. So no one has to worry about, well, you know, how can I choose which life? Can I decide? And it's like, just trust your higher self will lead you back to the lifetime that is most relevant to what you're experiencing now.
Right. Okay. And so it sounds like there's not a specific number of lifetimes that even us as humans would be consciously aware of, even to know like this number. Like, it just seems like it's an ongoing cycle. Is that right?
It really is an ongoing cycle. Yeah. Now, I certainly don't want to make it sound in case some folks are a little worried, like, well, do I have a choice? I mean, can I stop the cycle if I need a break or something? Yeah. It's like, yeah, you can absolutely choose. You know, we have free will in human life, and we have free will as spirit. So it's never a forced thing. No one is ever stuck in a cycle. it's very much the choice of the spirit. And actually, there are spirits that choose not to incarnate, or they choose to have more time on the other side in between human incarnations. Human incarnation is hard, man.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Apparently in that first reading I got, which was like back when I first, really became connected to my intuition, she said that, yeah, my soul would not choose to reincarnate for like very short periods. And then that's where like the frustration came, because I wouldn't take enough time to be out of the physical experience. I'd expect all these changes, and then I'd like go back and be like, wait, no, like, and I keep doing that apparently. And that just like fits in, I think, with my own Aquarius nature of like being focused on the future and like how everything could be so much better. I'm like, that aligns really well, and my soul does not take breaks apparently.
Yes. And I still feel that very strongly for you, Emily, that it's almost like when you come back and you live life and you take a look around and you're like, oh God, have we not evolved? Have we not? Are we still doing this? Like, darn it.
Yeah. I mean, I even feel like I say that now, like things going on in the world, like really, we're still like, and so it just like so aligned with my energy signature. But I think that's amazing that you offer the past life regression so that people can do that. I think when you have an understanding, it really helps you make sense of the present a bit more. And like you said, too, like understanding that everything is contracted, but you also have free will in your choices that you make that influence your outcome. So it's not like, you know, you were saying, I feel like I'm controlled by destiny and whatnot. And it's like, no, like you always have a choice in the matter, and that's telling the universe, okay, here's what I want to happen through your decisions. So making sure you're really clear on your decision-making, I think really helps with that. And that would go into my next question of like discovering your inner voice and your higher self. Like, how can you start to tap into this inner wisdom that you have and start to trust it more? I think with women, there's a huge issue of we have been in a patriarchal society conditioned to disconnect from this wisdom or ignore it. And I have so many friends, and you know, I've experienced this in the past too, where it's like, oh, I wish I listened to that first intuitive knowing instead of like ignoring it. And then like, you know, the situation like gets worse in whatever area of your life. And it's like, how can we start to trust that first intuition hit that we get?
Oh gosh, yes. Oh, this is such a powerful question. It's hard, right? I mean, for women especially, because of the history of the divine feminine, and how suppressed we've been. It's also hard for men. It's hard for everyone across the gender spectrum. It's hard for humans. And, yeah. And one of the reasons why is because, especially in modern life, we are attacked from so many different angles of opinions. So there's the news, there's social media, there's TV, there's coworkers, there's your boss, there's your ego, you know, there's inspirational quotes that influence you, there's ads, there's parents, there's family, there's so many different things. Now, the inner voice and connecting to your higher self, the egoless self, which is the higher self, you have to really imagine what that voice would say without the influence of your social media feed, without the news, without the opinions of your friends and family. And if you can turn all that off, and I know most people don't want to hear this, but if you could turn all that off through meditation, I know meditation can be a challenge, people. I really know. I'm still, you know, trying to improve my meditation practice, but it really is the place to go for true and utter stillness with yourself. And through meditation, I have found that is when my inner voice and higher self speaks the loudest. It can't really get to me when I'm working, when I'm sitting in traffic, when I'm distracted by other things. It only speaks the most clearest and loudest when I am still. And so I think meditation is a great place to start. And just keep going with it. I know sometimes it can be frustrating, but like with anything else, you know, practice makes everything easier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's worth it. It's worth the time that you take and the time you take to learn meditation and be in that place where you can connect with the divine. And now I know, just from, you know, understanding that you read my book and we have so many connections that overlap, where it's like, yeah, that was the first place that spirit took me to connect was meditation. Like, I had a therapist and he told me, go to this meditation center. And that was where I was able to really discover, oh, I have like a lot going on inside of me, instead of like searching for the answers. I used to be someone that would ask everyone else, like, what should I do? You know? And I think that, yeah. And like, then it came to a point where it was like, oh, I have my own path now. And there's no more, like, no one else knows what to tell me what to do. And like, even the advice I had taken had led me to dead end. So I was like, oh, okay. Like, I guess now I am the one who has to have the clarity. And it was very frustrating at first too, I will say. Like, I was at the meditation and I remember talking to people in the center, and this is like awakening this memory. And I'm like, okay, I really want the answers and I'm not getting them. Like, it's very quiet. Like, I think spirit was probably just having me be comfortable with the quietness and like the not knowing, because I was like, I need to know. And so I think when you stop forcing and you just let yourself be in the meditation, I think there's a lot of teachings around like meditation is controlling your thoughts and like letting them go. And it's like, no, I experiencing it as meditations when you connect to that inner world that's going on inside of you. And you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, like things will float up and things will come through from consciousness and all that. And you can just like see it from a bird's eye view. I think that really shifted in my own meditation. Do you have any like special meditations or like ones that you go to that you think would be helpful for my listener? Or do you just do it like meditation, all quiet, drop it?
Yeah. Well, I will answer that question, but before I do, you mentioned your book, and yes, as you know, I read it. It was actually gifted to me by a very special mm-hmm. mutual friend, and I just need to do a reversal plug here. If anyone listening has not read Emily's book, you need to go get her book.
Thank you.
No, truly, it is. It's your story and journey that you're still on your journey and still building your story is so inspirational and so just spiritually badass.
Yeah.
So thank you for gifting us your writing. As far as meditation, I find for me, it all depends on the mood and I guess mental and emotional state I'm in on that day. There are times when I need to be guided. I need a little extra help, need a little extra structure and pull. And there are times when I need total silence. And there are times when I just need maybe some, you know, 528 HZs in the background. So it really all depends. So I would encourage people, you know, to keep going and keep playing around with the meditation approach that works for you. And it may not be one way, and that's okay. What about you though? What do you prefer? Do you have a preference?
It's funny that you say that. Like, I think I went through a long phase of just like straight meditating without any guidance. And then I don't know, I think I needed something else. So I've been doing a lot of guided meditations that I find on YouTube, like specific to whatever it is that I am going through or want to be creating. And a lot of them have like those kind of frequencies in it or like subliminals, things like that. That I think just sometimes are a boost to like help you drop in quicker, because I do think it takes a lot to just set aside time and then like, okay, I'm gonna now shift into meditation, especially when I do it like most mornings. So I think it's a little bit easier then, because I'm like, okay, I'm still kind of in the sleep stay and then I can like ease in through the day. But I find it's harder like at night, where okay, my mind wants to quiet down and then it's just like so quiet. So I have found that like those kinds of meditations help me. And like, what's that one? Yoga Nidra. I think that's been helpful too. But yeah, I think it's a matter of trying what works for you. And you know, some days I do want to just like meditate for an hour with no sound or, and like, that's where all the insights come through. But like you said, I think it's really depending on where you're at in your journey, what would be most supportive for you. And that really goes into my next question, which is like, how do you apply spirituality to modern life? Because I know you, like, you live in New York and it's like, you know, the city and like, you know, fast paced lifestyle. And I'd love to hear from you, like, how can we start to lean on spirituality to find that inner peace, inner fulfillment and guidance during times where we feel like we don't have any guidance?
Are you a high-achieving, heart-centered woman who's ready to experience more flow, more fulfillment, and more freedom in her life and career? I invite you to learn more about my program, Reclaim, which supports you in reclaiming your wholeness and your feminine essence to experience more alignment, fulfillment, and flow. And you've probably understood by now and listening to this podcast that there's a feminine aspect of yourself that wants to be nurtured, that wants to be embodied so that you can feel in balance and live life in a softer, more connected way. And to do that, you have to embody your self-worth and emotional empowerment so that you can move through the challenges that inevitably come up when you start walking towards a life that is soul aligned. And becoming embodied in your feminine helps you to anchor in a deep sense of faith throughout these challenging transitions, helps you to reclaim your boundaries and permission to say no, and to remove subconscious blocks and increase your ability to receive, which is a wound in the collective of the feminine. And a lot of this is embedded trauma in the body. And I use a somatic approach so that you can release these blocks in a safe way and start to listen to the wisdom of your heart and your body, which is always there and inviting you to start living from this space instead of from your head, which is, you know, the version of yourself that's anxious and in analysis paralysis, is from living from your headspace. So if this sounds supportive to you, I invite you to book a free 20-minute consult with me to discover what do you need to embody to get this soul aligned life that you desire, what needs to be released, what needs to be embodied. And this is complimentary, so we can see if this is a good match and a good support for you going forward. You can find the link in the show notes, talktoemily.com, to book your session today.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially amongst the noise of a city, you know, I think that the first thing I would say in answer to that is spirituality can often feel like it's some, you know, ancient, distant, old text of wisdom, and people have modern day problems. You know, people are getting laid off from their jobs. People are suffering from anxiety. People are, you know, and then the list goes on and on. And I once was asked, okay, Anna, I get it. Like, you do this, you do that, you pull the cards, but I, you know, I'm going through this, you know, how is that supposed to help me? How does it help? And everyone is innately spiritual. And so it's not something that you have to necessarily apply or go get, or, you know, go buy. Everyone, by very nature of having a soul, having a spirit that incarnated here in your beautiful lifetime, is spiritual. And so going back to one of our first things that we talked about here, about zooming out and seeing your life to be more expansive than just what's in front of you, and knowing and acknowledging and recognizing that you are a beautiful spirit simply having a human experience. So I think just even in that acknowledgement and recognition, you are already going to be applying spirituality to your life. And regardless of what's going on in modern day times, and look, we watch the news, we see the notifications. I mean, the world is crazy right now. But know that it's all for a higher purpose, but it's still crazy. But recognize that the spiritual journey is that, you know, we incarnate, we sign up for these things. The world, the earth is going through transformations constantly. It truly is all for a higher purpose.
I think that is so helpful. I think that was something that actually took me a long time to learn, because probably, like I was sharing about my past life experience, I think that I just at some point forgot about the human part. Like, I think I made the spirituality part like my main identity, my main way of like seeing myself, and that was I guess a bit toxic, because then it was like, okay, real life human things are happening and you cannot bypass that. And that's when it just like came to like a split where it was like, oh, like there's like all this love and light stuff over here, and now like real life stuff's happening, and like I cannot just apply my, you know, my spiritual, like, let's be at peace and all that, like that's not helpful. So I think like just remembering you're human, and like that is the actual main experience, and that you're just accepting your imperfection and the spectrum of like everything that you can experience as a human, and know that your higher self is like guiding you through everything. I think that's such a helpful perspective to have, like to understand the connection with the spirituality. It's like, remember the main part is like the human piece and you know, the messiness of that. And then spirituality can like
serve you as this force that you can lean on and know that you're being guided, but don't feel like, you know, you are that force, like you are the energy, like you were saying. But at least for me, I think that's what really led me to like the embodiment piece, because it was like, you have a body. I was very like, like I guess stuck in like the spiritual way. But I'd love to know, like, what are some of the spiritual schools of thinking that you really connect with the most, or like angels or archetypes? Like, what do you learn from and connect with the most?
That's a really great question. So I'm not sure if I follow any particular spiritual school or a particular like categorization, but I just believe in the universe, in source, and within all that are all, oh my gosh, such a wide spectrum. I don't even think our human imaginations could wrap itself around how many different life forms and existences of life and energy there is in the vast multiverse. And so in that spectrum are angels of all different tiers. There's spirit guides that just come projected in human forms, but there's animals. There are creatures that come into my readings that I don't recognize as being any earthly thing. So, yes, there are intergalactic existences that come into readings. Those are rare. Those are rare, but a couple of times I got those, they confirmed they're not of this earth. They're from another, you know, planetary existence. I'm like, oh, cool. And so I think just wrapping my head around the fact that it's so vast and humongous, more than I think we can even ever comprehend. And what we glimpse through readings and sessions are I think just the tip of the iceberg. And I hope, you know, through our practices, and we all get the privilege of knowing and experiencing and seeing more of it in this lifetime. But it's just a big, wide, beautiful universe filled with things that we haven't even all experienced, is the best way I can.
I love that. That's just like, yeah, open to so many different things that, yeah, are part of the spiritual realm. And I will say in our reading, I don't think I mentioned it to you, but I wrote it in my notes here, which I have copious notes, because your reading had so many details, like very, very specific and like actionable things to do. I don't think I've ever experienced a reading that way where, like I told you about that first one that I had, where it was like a concept. Okay. But like, how does that apply to my life? Like yours was like, here's what wants to come through you. Here's the steps that would support that. So, like I was taking notes, and, the spirit animals that came through were mouse and ant.
Yes.
And I looked up the meaning after, and it really, really resonated, with the reading. Cause I think ants are, I've had that actually come up in other like shamanic readings. Like for me, like ants, I think are representative of like, you know, having a lot of impact and by doing like small steps, because they make these like entire like ecosystems of like, like through carrying one little leaf, things like that. And then the mouse is really like similar and like detail oriented and like focusing on the tiny things to make that happen and like not lose sight of that, which I think I can do sometimes, because as I mentioned, I'm very like visionary, future focused, and then it's like, okay, like we're like ground into like the actual like step by step to take towards that. So I thought that was very cool that those came through. Like I just saw them in my third eye, but I also, and I don't know if you have identified with this, but like I, during the 2020 time, like, yeah, even 2021, I really connected with Pleiadian, like starseed realms. And I had a friend tell me about it at that time. Like, she's like, I'm a starseed. And I was like, I don't even know what that is, but I think I'm one too. Like, you just like woke up something inside of me that was like, yeah. Oh yeah. Like, and I think it's just so comforting to know, like, we're not alone. And even, you know, knowing that we have past ones on the other side that are always looking out for us. I was telling you this, like, when I sense that my dad like wants to come through, or that he's around, like I get super anxious. Like, I think it's sometimes maybe like the high vibration. And, so I'll be like, okay, tune it down a bit. Like, oh, I'm not like so on edge. And you even said, like, before the reading that he had stopped by, like you had already like connected. Like, he's very
yep. Your dad was like, I know what's about to happen and I am here for it. Okay. Like,
that's just so on brand for him and like how I experienced him after he passed. It was very much like that. Like I went to a few mediumship classes that I describe in my book, and like people would raise their hand and be like, your dad's here. He yeah. really is wanting to come through first. Like, he would make himself known. And that's just like his personality in the physical. So I think it's comforting to know we have, you know, even our ancestors who we can connect with. And we have, would you say that we have guides like assigned to us as well? I think I've learned that too.
Yes. Yes, we do. And by the way, just one more comment about your dad, yes. Him and his like very cool leather jacket, right? Doesn't he like yeah. to still wear his leather jacket in spirit?
Yeah, right. And like, exactly. Like, he like loved that jacket. So it's just like very recognizable. Oh, that's him.
I love it. I loved connecting to your dad's spirit. I truly did. Spirit guides. Yeah, we do. They're part of the plan, our human incarnation plan. Spirit guides also gain experience from being your guide. Wow. So it's for everyone's benefit. Yeah, because we don't just expand consciousness while we're incarnated in human form. We are always still expanding and learning on the other side as well. And so that's something a lot of people don't talk about, is spirit guides are also in it for their experience, and they gain as well from being our guides. And they come in all forms, animals, human type. Again, just incarnations that I don't even know what to call them, because they're not of this earth. And there are also guides that come in the form of ascended masters. Angels can be guides. So just, yeah, everyone should know you have this whole, you know, spiritual army on the other side for you, guiding you. And they would love to talk to you. They actually wish people would call upon them more often. Is the consistent message I always get, especially in readings, is they want to be utilized more. They want to have more connection. They want to talk to us and be in communication. So I encourage everyone to get to know their guides.
Yeah. And that's exactly what you did in the reading. It was like, you tap into universal source and then any guides that want to come through, anyone from the other side. And I will say there was like an exercise I did early on in my awakening, which was like, write down. Oh yeah. I asked the names of like, who are my guides? Cause again, I need to know like, these things.
So, I wrote down, hear their names.
Yeah. So I wrote down their names. I think there were like four or five, but one, I think was like Amalia. And I definitely remember Bernard, which is like a name in my French side family. Like, it's definitely, it's my uncle's name, but it's also, his grandfather's name who's passed. So I was like, oh, I wonder Like that one was like very, very clear. Yeah. So I think that could be a good exercise, but I think that that's like the main thing that I've learned in life is that you are not meant to do this alone. Like you are meant to have support here in the physical and in the spiritual. And like, it's literally impossible to make our dreams and like our soul aligned life come true alone. Like, even though we've been taught that way, I think, especially in the US, like do it all yourself. Like, no, that's not, it's not effective. It's very stressful. And like you said, our guides want to hear from us. And how would you recommend like connecting with our guides? Is it just asking like, hey, I need your help. Like, what do you recommend?
Yeah, no, exactly what you just said, Emily. First thing I would recommend, because that's one of the most frequently asked questions I get from clients is like, well, how do I connect to them? Wow. And I say, as silly as it may sound, just talk to them, like either out loud, either through thought. And I think talking to them and connecting to them is not the challenging part, because they're always there. I think the more challenging part is having people be open enough to receive the response. That's usually where the spirit guides encounter the blocks. And so you have to be open. You have to believe, you have to be able to receive it as well. And don't doubt it, because if you receive a response, and that could be audibly, that could be through your mind's thoughts, that could be through a sign, they will respond. And don't brush it off. You know, if you heard something, if you saw something, if, you know, some kind of sign dropped in front of you, accept it. That's it. That's them. But I think so much, you know, we ask for proof, but when we get the proof, we don't want to believe it's proof.
And then that's like almost diminishing the power. Cause when you're affirming it and you're receiving it, it's like, they get the message. Oh, okay. Like, we'll send you more. But if you're not, then it's like, well, what's the, like, I can't like send you the details if you're not even like listening.
Right. Exactly. And it's like, I don't know if you've ever tried this, but early on in my spiritual practice, I was a little like that. I'll admit, I was like, well, could I get a more elaborate sign? You know, could I get that with some bells and whistles? Then I'll know. And then they would come, drop a sign with the bells and whistles, and I would go, yeah. Coincidence. Can I get like triple the amount of bells and whistles? Really not this time. So I'll know, you know? And they just kept coming back. And finally, I think they just stopped on this one because they're like, I find enough, you know, we'll try again another time.
Yeah. Oh, I so relate with that. It's like,
really?
Yes. Oh, totally. Yeah. I wanted to have the certainty. And I feel like the signs they give you is just like one, like peek into the next step. It's not like the whole staircase. So then you're like, okay, but wait, what's the next thing? And so I think you have to like follow each one and just build that trust. Like, okay, I am being guided. And I think that's like where you can be authentic and you can have faith and trust, because you're knowing that you're not controlling everything. Like, you can let spirit move through you, let your guides talk to you. And it's just such a much more grounded and like supportive way of living, especially like you were saying in today's society. Like, I really, really don't, I mean, I think of people that don't have a spiritual connection or like anything, and I'm like, it's gonna be really, I mean, I can't imagine how hard it is to like be present with all that is and not understand that there is a lot going on beneath the surface. Like, things need to break down for new things to happen. And that's what I just really see these times are about. It's like, oh wow, like old systems are crumbling and old ways of doing things aren't working. Like, here's opportunities for new ways. But I think if you don't have this awareness of what you were sharing about like incarnation, reincarnation, and soul progression, then you're gonna think like this is the apocalypse, which I think a lot of people do think.
Right. No, yes. And you know, the pandemic was an absolute humongous ushering out of old and bringing in the new. And I think a lot of folks wanted the old normal back. Well, let's just get back to it. It's like, no, that's not what they have in store for us. Best to look forward and move forward and flow now with the new, you know?
Yes.
And you said something really important earlier that I just want to go back to. It's something about, you know, light and love being on one side and then kind of the spirituality part on the other side. And it's not binary, you know, like to be fully in your spirituality doesn't mean that every minute of every hour of every day is going to be bliss and you're going to be like an inner peace. All experience is valid. And so it's, you have to just accept the whole kit and caboodle that to be in your highest form is not always to be like in the perfect form, whatever that is. There's no perfection anyway. And you're going to have the blues and you're going to slide down to low frequencies, and that's okay. You know, that's all part of it.
Thank you for giving us that permission. I think that there's a lot of people in the spiritual community, like that I've even talked to, like maybe it's like a spiritual ego thing, but they're like, oh yeah, like most of the day I'm really grounded, present. And now, you know, I'm going to have this like phone call with customer service and I'm going to not be that like zen. And it's like, yeah, like you're not perfect and it's not binary. I think that's really something important to call out. Like it's not either or, it's everything happening at once, and you can shift. And to be spiritual is to really experience everything and not shy away from it and not try and be one way or the other. So I love that perspective.
Yes, that's so beautifully said. And oftentimes the things that we don't get in the time that we really wanted it, that is meant to be, you know. There's really have to trust the process. Sometimes the hard parts are the greatest lessons, often, you know. And pain, but it's all part of it, the master plan.
I'm fully a believer that as well, like those challenges help you transition and embody a new version of yourself that wouldn't have been possible. So I think when people say, you know, oh, I wish it went a different way, and it's like, no, like this only happened because it went that way.
Yeah. And,
or people will be like, wrong timing, like right thing. It's like, no, just wrong.
Exactly. Accept and trust.
That's like the key to end the suffering. And I want to, you know, just share a bit about my reading with you, which was so helpful because I kind of went in there with, you know, not knowing, like, I think I was like, oh, I'm looking for guidance in one area. And I think I share those things, but what came through was something different, which is kind of the whole, you know, purpose that we're talking about, like spirit might have other plans for you. And I think it's really helpful during those challenges or transitions where you have so many options that you're going through, and you kind of get in that analysis paralysis, that to have a reading with you is really helpful because it's like your soul has this message of like, okay, here's what you should focus on. And I just want to share with my listener, and I've shared this with you, Annabella, that I had this experience where in my reading, my guides and spirit told me through you that I was, you know, next steps is like really focusing on speaking and being of service in that way and empowering others. And it's funny the way you shared it. Like my ego's like, oh yeah, that's a great, great thing to do. And I really want to do that. Obviously that's uncomfortable. And so I'm like, that's definitely like, I can see that. And then I immediately after that reading, maybe like weeks after, I was invited to a speaking boot camp on a scholarship, which was like completely out of the blue. And even then I was like, well, like, I don't know, it seems like that it's really soon. And I have to like move some things around. And, you know, it's an investment of time and energy. And then I, because of the reading, I kept going back and being like, no, but like, this is what wants to come through. And even at that bootcamp, I decided to continue working with this coach. And again, I didn't want to. My ego was like, no, not now. Like, put that off. Cause of course, when it's like growth, like that means change. And like our right. human selves are like, no. And especially with like speaking for me, I'm like, that's a like beautiful thing. And also I have to be ready enough, all this. And so I kept going back, and your reading actually like helped me leap over that discomfort and trust that I am being guided. And I didn't actually even share this with you, but the speaking bootcamp, this was like very much a sign. And this is an example for my listener, what like a sign can look like, but I was driving around and I drove by this hotel called the Hyatt House, like just nearby. And I had never seen it. And it just stood out to me. I was like, that's interesting, but like for no reason. And even when I got home, I looked up on my phone, Hyatt House, like, and I just wanted to learn about it, even though I was like not planning on staying there. And then this coach posted about this speaking boot camp, and I click the link and it opens up next to the window that I already have open, and it's taking place at Hyatt House, this exact.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And so that's when I was like, oh, this is very freaky. Like this is a sign. And, you know, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do it because it's an investment. And then the coach reached out to me and like invited me and offered this scholarship. And I was like, this is like, so wow. divinely guided. Like I am not like doing any of this, but I am following those signs that are like the synchronicities, and I'm taking the steps. And I just know without like a spiritual connection and without even your beautiful guidance and space holding, like my human self was not trying to do any of that. So I'm just so grateful for you, you know, for giving me that. And I also want to share with my listener, like Anna is truly so, so wise and will give you so much insight that you can practically tape. And I have many other, like we covered so many areas, I feel like in our sessions, like business was one, but like past lives and family things and friend, like just every area of life. So I just highly recommend you to my listener as well. And that I'm still like, I know I'm gonna just check in with you like throughout the year and be like, okay, like I'm doing this.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. That just, I mean, my heart is just exploding with sparks right now. It's just jumping up and down in my chest. And it was an honor to do that reading for you, but you also really received it so gracefully and openly and willingly. Mm. And so, you know, we are in session and a reader can facilitate, but it landed and registered and seeped in to your being because of how open you are. So thank you for really receiving it. And curious to know, sorry, just to go back a few.
Yeah.
When you were driving past that Hyatt House, do you remember like viscerally, what was it that caught your attention? Was it the look of it? Was it like, what was it exactly?
Yeah, it was. So I saw it like kind of perched up on a hill, and I saw the logo, and I think it was just like, it looked like a new building. It was just like, look at me. Like, like that's wow. literally what I'm feeling. Like as I reflect, it was like, look at me here. And I was like, all my focus was on it. And I didn't know, like, it's not even after that I looked it up thinking I'm gonna stay here. Like, I just was like, I need to know more about this place. And then of course, like the weekend I had there was like incredibly transformative on so many levels. And the coach there, she's like very spiritual and like channeling the whole thing. And so that's another reason, like I told her, I was like, I'm meant to be here. This is so wild.
Wow. I love this story.
Yeah. She told me that she had been feeling called to like reach out to me like these last 4 months. Like, even she's like, I've just felt like I need to like talk to you, like you need to be there. And I was like, whoa. So there's things going on that we don't even know about, or that maybe wouldn't be our first choice. And I think people can maybe reflect on that in their own lives of like, okay, what's going on right now in a transition that showed up in a way that you didn't like, but mm-hmm. is actually what's best for your soul. And like, how can you use that to change and grow and get support from someone like Annabella?
thank you.
You know that you're on the right path.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I love how that happened for you. And that just also goes to show, you know, just to tell your listeners that it sometimes a sign is just, it's just a feeling. Like maybe yeah. nothing drops from the sky, or maybe it's, you know, collide with a person, but you drove past that Hyatt house and it just called to you. You just had a feeling like, oh, check that out, you know? Yeah. So sometimes it's a gut that just follow.
Yeah, sometimes there's no explanation. It's maybe not obvious, and like just follow that feeling, yeah, to see what's next. And let me tell you, I did not think that this and this all happened in the span of a week. Like I saw the thing one day, the next wow. reached out, the thing was in 2 days. So I was like, oh my God, like I gotta get some things in order, and you know, like find someone to my neighbor was gracious, like looked after my dog. Cause at first I was like, oh. You know, that's a lot of things to, and I think I had a date too. I was like, move around. But it's like when spirit comes through, like you have to make some shifts. And like, I think that's the other piece is like you touched on is it's not maybe gonna just, even though you have spiritual guidance, be like easy peasy, like, ooh, I'll just like follow the sign and that. It's like, you're gonna have to take actions that are probably most definitely gonna be uncomfortable. You're going to have to like move through resistance and all that. And it's still part of the journey.
Gosh. Yes. Yeah. That's a really, yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah. Resistance, mm-hmm. something to trudge through. And also, yeah, it may not always come in the easiest, smoothest of ways. But if again, connecting to the higher self, listening to your inner voice, following those inklings from your gut, it'll never lead you astray.
Yeah. Sure. Yes. And would love to know, Anna, like who are the types of people that you're supporting? I felt like, and you can share if this is what you do, mm-hmm. but I felt like you are supporting like high achievers or like even executives and like advising like spiritually, you know, these different journeys that people are on. I'd love to know like your clients that you work with.
Yeah. Thanks for asking. My readings are open to all people, across the world, all different locations, all age groups, all walks of life. I do have to say though, what I have been I should say that the folks that have been gravitating towards me, and I'm sure that there is a reason for this, are high achieving thought leaders and executives. And I think the reason why my gut tells me is there is a lot of global change and transformation that's very uncomfortable.
Yes.
These recent clients are in positions to make decisions that that affect groups of people involved in this global change and transformation. And when you're in such a position, what we talked about you know, listening to your inner voice, that can get even murkier because mm. now, you know, the higher the platform or the larger the platform, the more concerned or murkier that connection to your inner voice can get, because there's a lot at stake. And yeah. so there's a lot of voices, there's a lot of advice, there's a lot. And, you know, for the recent clients in these positions that have found me recently, they all came with pretty much the common thread is how do I listen to myself again with all the noise? What is my purpose? you know, where's myself? Where's my inner voice? How do I connect? How do I listen to it? So that's who I'm calling in lately. Yes. But really, my readings are open to everyone.
Oh, that is so interesting. That is really what I picked up on for the session. I was like, I see this as something that, like, I just picked up on that. I was like, yeah, executives are looking for this support through these challenging times. And like you said, where they are disconnected from their inner voice and there's decisions that affect others. And also these changes in the collective. And maybe it was even just my wishful thinking. I'm like, I wish these leaders would like go see it.
Oh, thank you.
But I
your wish is coming true. Yeah. 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 Thank you for that. Your intuition, if anyone doesn't already know from listening to your show, Emily's intuition is on point.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it was good to have my reading with you because you confirmed like my intuition is like a needle and a thread. And I just go back to that visual and I'm like, it really is like, you know, we've talked about like building a muscle and like I really have developed that in the last few years. And I guess it's more of like a remembering too, right? Because we all had it growing up. But I think that that's what really helps me in life and move through this time that we're in. And I think it's like, it takes a lot to really humble yourself and ask, you know, for help. And as you move through these times, so I'm glad to hear that you're supporting these people. And I would love to know, Anna, where can my listener find you online?
Yeah, so everyone can find me on my website. And that's annalbella.com, A-N-N-A-L as in love, B as in boy, E-L-L-A.com. And please pay me a visit. I'd love to hear from you, even just to say hello and exchange thoughts and ideas and comments about this episode and everything Emily and I talked about here. You can also read more about my reading offering, my 1 hour intuitive energy reading and healing. You can also book a 15-minute free discovery call if you just want to have a chat and ask some questions before booking. But really, I just hope everyone says hello. It would be great to hear from everyone.
Yeah. So I will link that in the show notes. And one quick thing before we close out, but I will say that we are very connected in many ways, like we've already talked about. But in my book, I did name one of my characters because I really renamed the woman that I stayed with in Italy, like one of the best times of my life living abroad. I named her Annabella.
Yeah. And
I had, again, this was something where I didn't know, like I didn't go researching for a name. Her name was Graziella, like really. So I think I just was like, I just like tuned in and was like, Annabella, okay. Like, I don't know. And then you were, like, I'm in the book. And it's just like, again, this is just where the power of your intuition comes in. And like, we connect after the fact. And so thank you so much, Anna, for coming on the podcast, for sharing your wisdom with me and my listener. I so appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you, Emily. Seriously, this was so much fun. I loved our conversation. And love, love, love to you and all your listeners. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yes, thank you, Anna. Much love.